You're holding Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. Can Le Shaila Word with Ashram from the Pasuk in Iyud after Tischo Nitisa Rochav Le Musa Tachtiyam? That means that Kosh Baruch Hu gave us the Yetzer to learn Torah, and through Limud HaTorah, she said, that will save us from Gehenim. By the Pasuk says, Shinema V'yafa Tischo Nitisar, that means in the Gehenim. In the Shem, the Torah will save us from Gehenim. Shepiyot Tsar, that the opening of Gehenim is very narrow. Shiasena means the heat, the smoke was contained inside it. Sava b'teichoy. Now the shemata, maybe you'll say kishem shapir tzar, the same way the opening of Gehenim is narrow. Kach kula tzara, maybe the whole Gehenim is also very narrow. This Talmud Lama, no, the pasuk says hemekirchiv, that the more it goes down, the wider it gets. The shemata, maybe you'll say la melech lehuchna, that Gehenna was not prepared for a melech. So who does the king mean here? Rashi says it means maybe the Talmud Shapirish Minatar Lehuchna Gehenim Shla Yinidimbo, maybe a Talmud. That says the melech here is called the Talmud Chacham. Rashi says the Chassid Pasuk says Bi Melachim Yamlecho. So maybe like a melech, he means a Talmud Chacham that once learned and then he does Averis. Maybe I would think he doesn't deserve to go to Gehenim. This Talmud Lama, the pasuk says, "Gam hila melech hucha," know that Gehenna was also prepared even for melech, meaning for Talmud Chacham that does averus. V'shem atzera, maybe you'll say, "Ein be'etzim." Maybe in Gehenna there's no wood there. Maybe ein be'etzim. Talmud Lama, the pasuk says, "No midur to eish v'yetzim harbe," that there's a lot of wood in Gehenna. Now, v'shem atzera, maybe you'll say, Zel Schara, like the whole schar of learning Torah is just that it protects you from Gehenim, but maybe nothing else. Talmud Lama, the pasuk says, no, the nachta shulchoncha moleh dashen, that your table will be full of good things. Meaning to say, there's not the only schar you get back for learning Torah. Avada, there's plenty of good reward back for Gehenim, for learning Torah, more than just saving you, protecting you from Gehenim. Then it says in the Mishnah, what's going to be Chal Yom Kippur Melius B'Shabbos. Let's say Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, so you cannot eat the korban by Bayoim, but rather at night time eat the korban. Who are doing this? But the story that was wrote on Yom Kippur, now that Moitzoy Yom Kippur is Shabbos, the Hur of the Bishul is not Becha Shabbos, so Pasha, she would not be able to eat the Bosar of this Asoyer. However, the Mishnah said, no, that the Babloyim, they used to eat it Ruah of the Shabbaitan Yofa. So Pashtus is a mashma that they did a good thing that they ate the meat ruah in order to meat should not come l'day noisa. So they used to eat the meat ruah. So Mor says, Omer Rabba Babachon, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Lei Babloyim Heim, it wasn't really the people from Babel. Like Pashtus, it means the people from Babel and used to be other regal. So used to come to us, so they used to eat there. No, it wasn't really the Babloyim. Ela Alachandroyim Heim. The people from Mitzrayim, Alexandrim, they were. Since the Pshat is that the Chrashi says the Chachmei Yisrael used to like hate the Chachmei Bavel, if so, Koronoisi Hashem Bavloyim, they used to call these people Alexandroyim that would eat raw meat, they would give them a bad name as if to call them your Bavloyim. Now, what's wrong with it? So, the thing that's wrong about eating raw meat is that you look like a Rapsanusa, you look like a Fresa. Not a nice thing. Rashi says, Shaisin Minig Rapsanusa, Hashem Bavloyim. That's not a nice thing to do. So even though here Lamaisa, it was a nice thing to do, in order not to let this meat come with a Mesom, Avice says, these are Alexandroyim, they used to eat the raw meat the whole year round. And that's not a nice thing. That looks like a Rapsanusa. So Kitzur HaChomin, the Chachma Yisrael, called them Bavloyim. And the Moreh says, Tanya Nam Yechum, don't learn this like this also, that Rabbi Yesi says, Loi Bavloyim, they were not really people from Bavel that are the regal. Those were not the people that ate the meat Ruah. Ela rather Alachandroyim, they're from Alexandria. But Omitoch Shesoynim is Bavloyim, since the Chachma Yisrael used to hate the Chachma Bavel, the people from Bavel, is Koronos Hashem Bavloyim. They called it Hashem Bavloyim. So this, Omoloi of Yehuda. If Yehuda said, Tenuach Daitcho, Sheinach Todaiti. like you should be at a peace because you appeased my das, you made me feel good. So Rashi explained that Rabbi Yehuda himself was from Bethel. So he felt good now what Rabbi Yossi said, that it was not really the people from Bethel that got like, well, they weren't doing the right thing. It was only the people from Achson Royim. They were the ones that were acting like Rav Sanusa, eating, pressing away this meat ruah. So therefore he felt good that, like this, the Mishnah calls them Bavloyim. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it was not really the people from Bethel, they did not really do it. So therefore Rabbi Yehuda felt appeased. Now the Mishnah says, Sidres Alechem, setting up, let's say, the Kanan set the lechem, the Shabbos, to put the lechem down on the Shulchan the right time on Shabbos. For the Bezuchim Leachar HaShabbos. That's why the Kanan first put down the Bezuchim on Yom Nisan. They did not put it down on the Shulchan on Shabbos. And then the Hikiras HaBezuchim B'Shabbos, then when it came the next Shabbos, they took off the lechem and the Bezuchim, and they burnt the Bezuchim. The Lechem is Tosol. His Bezuchim is not called the good Haktorah, because it's Mechusa, as the man Rashi says. Shlohoi ala shulchan ala shishi yom, it was only on the shulchan for 6 days. And it has to be on the shulchan for at least 7 days. Usually you put it down on Shabbos and take it off the next Shabbos. And there are complete 7 days. That's when you have a heter to burn the bezichim. Then it's a matter of the lechem upon a bachilah. But here that the bezichim was only on the shulchan for 6 days, it's not kosher. And therefore the burning of this bezichim is only possible. Meaning to say the lechem is possible. There's not matter the lechem bachila, and therefore ein chayovim aleihem mishum pigul noisav etamei. Let's say b'shas you're burning the bezichim, you have in mind to eat the lechem tomorrow, the wrong time, so it's not chal pigul on the lechem, and the reason is because it's not sitting here korav hamatik mitzvosai. You did not bring the matter of the bezichim; it's not kosher, and therefore it's not chal pigul. So then it's not chal noiser upon the lechem; it's not chal noiser tamei. Since there's no heter, eat it. Rashi says, "Shein noisa chal alechem shein roi lachila." The same thing with tamiyos oicha b'tumas aguf ain't the bekaras, because it's not called nitel l'tahirim. We dashed in the Gemara before that had nitel l'tahirim chayov malam mishum tuma. Only the tahirim. What's mutter for tor is the tami eats in his chayiv koras. But over here, even the tor is not allowed to eat it. Therefore, there's no chiyuv koras, there's no yisur tumah chal upon these lechem. What's going to be sidres alechem v'yasa bezichem b'shabbos? Let's say, yes, they put down the lechem and the bezichem the right way on Shabbos, and then the hikdres bezichem liyachar ha-Shabbos, and he burnt the bezichem right after Shabbos, again, psula. Rashi says, liyachar ha-Shabbos means lemochor. In the next day, after 1 day, he took the bezichim off and burnt it the next day. So again, psula, that the lechem is posel. This burning is not matter the lechem bachila. And again, v'yein chayov malei mishum pigul neisav v'tonei. You're not chayim mishum pigul neisav v'tonei. Again, the same svaro, because the lechem is not muta bachila. What's going to be sidres alechem v'yasav bezichim lechem Shabbos? That's why they first put down the lechem upon him and the bezichim on the shulchan after Shabbos first. They put it a day or two late. They ate the rest of bezichim b'Shabbos, and then when it comes to the first Shabbos, they took the bezichim off and burnt it. Again, psula. It's psula because the bezichim was not on the shulchan the 7 complete days. Therefore, the bezichim is not matter the lechem b'chila. Tzeitzad yasa, what is really the yetzah? Let's say in a case where you couldn't put the lechem down on Shabbos, but you first put it down the yom rishon. So what are you supposed to do? So locha is yanichenu l'Shabbos habo. Supposed to leave it there after the next Shabbos comes another full week, as if to say when the lechem is on the shulchan on Shabbos, Shabbos is mekadosh the lechem, and then it's supposed to stay on the shulchan for another 7 days. So that's called yanichenu l'Shabbos habo. And the klal is shafilu hi al shulchan yom rabim, because even though the lechem stays on the shulchan for a long time, ain't the kachlum, there's no psul, it's not chal of psul lino on this lechem. Rashi is mashmur that not the pshat is never chal of psul lino, but the pshat is that this lechem first received this kedushah the first Shabbos it was on it. So from that Shabbos onwards, you have another Shabbos to leave it there. So it's not chal of psul lino till after the next Shabbos. So therefore, if you take it off the next Shabbos, you still be yotze. So that's the way you're supposed to be mekadosh, use the lechem haponim and such an oifen. Now the Gemara says, Tanan Hossam, we learned the Gemara in Yuma, that Omlem Hamamunam, the one that was appointed, used to say to the other Kahanim, like, Se'u Uru, go out and see, the Megiyah Zaman Shechita, that it come the time yet to make the Shechita of the Korban HaTomid on Yom Kippur. Rashi says, Zaman HaShechita means, Imheyer Hayom Lishchit HaTomid, to become daylight already, or Omer HaShachar ready, that you can start to make the Shechita of the Korban HaTomid. In the Gia, if it came already that time, is a Roy Oimer, the one, the Kohen that saw the daybreak, is Barakoi, used to say Barakoi, Rashi says, meaning, Hey Hayoim, as if to say, daybreak, it's ready day, it's Yoim, you can make the Shechita for the Korban HaTomid. Matisyol ben Shmuel, he used to say, Rashi says, Hoyim Amunah Kach, he was appointed on this, like it says in Shkolim, that he used to say like this, Heyer Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad Shebechevron. He used to ask them, is the whole east side lit up until Chevron? V'Omehena, they used to say yes. And then it was the Zman to bring the Tomit Shoshachar. So Mar asked the question, V'Lom Hutzuchu Lekach, how come he had asked such a big question, like how come they had to see it so lit from the whole Pnei Mizrach? Rashi says, it means Lalois Lagag, that they go up on top of the roof. What's wrong? How come? How can they have to do so much? So much. So Gemara says, because it once happened, Shepa Machas, it once happened, Olam Or Halavona, once came up that the moon gave off a lot of light. The demon, they made a mistake then and thought, Sheheyer Mizrach, that it became ready daybreak. The Mizrach, the east side, lit up already. They thought it was daybreak already. And Shokotu Es HaTamid, the Shech of the Korban HaTamid then, and later they found out, no, it's still Lila. So what they had to do was, for it's a Yule, the Beis HaSreifah, that it take this Korban HaTomid and burn it in the Beis HaSreifah. Rashi says, Shaposel Hoy, it was a Psul, but for Yishanishchat Palaila, the Shechita took place at Lila. The Psul, the Posek says, B'yoyim Zabchachem, B'yoyim and Boy Lezvoyach, you only shech the Korban, B'yoyim and not at Lila. Here it was still Lila, the Shechita was Posel. For a Ridu Kain Godel Beis HaTfila. Now, after it came the Zman for the Shechita, now Baridu kind of brought the Kohen Gadol down, Lebeis HaTfilah. So, Rashi says this to Gemara, and you must explain exactly what we were talking about, what part of the day this took place. Now, Zeh HaKlal, this was the Klal Hoyd HaMikdash, that was in the base of Mikdash, that called HaMesech Es Raglov, anytime a Kohen had to go for Gedolim to the base of Kisei, his Kohen Tfilah. When he came out, he had to go to the Mikvah. We call Hamato Mayim, only had to make Mato Merik Layim, just lay out urine. Then a Torah Kiddush Yodayim Berglayim. Then he only had to have a Kiddush Yodayim Berglayim. Now the Gemara says, Tony Avua the Rabavin. Avua the Rabavin said like this, that Loi Zubova, this is not the only time it happened that they had to burn a korban, that the Shechita was done at night time. El Afilu Oila Saif, who was in the same halacha would apply if you bring an Oila Saif. That the Malika was done Balaila, that's also Psul. The Malika is like a Shechita, has to be done by Yoim and not Balaila. If it was done Balaila, it's not in Or Mincha, Shenikmetza Balaila, who had been if a Kohen takes a Mincha and he makes the Kemitza, takes the handful Balaila, that's also Psul. But for the Mincha, the Kemitza is like a Shechita, it's only by Yoim and not Balaila. And that's also Psul. In both these cases, it takes the Beis HaSreifa. You have to take it and burn it, you have to burn the yoif, and you have to burn the mincha. Samar says, Bishleima Eula Saif. I understand why this Eula Saif, that the Malika was done the wrong time Balayla. You have to burn it now. Mishum de la Yestela, do it. There's no way to do it over again. It's dead. You can't make a Malika over a second time. That's why the only answer is to burn it. Eula Mincha, but a Mincha, Esther de Mahade, Kremis Aduchtei. It's possible the Mahadir Kremit Aduchta, it's possible to bring the Kemitza down, bring the, put the Kemitza back in its place, to come at the Imam and do the Kemitza over again. You made a Kemitza Balayla, that's a Psul Balayla. But it's possible to do it over again, B'yoyim. So what do you have to burn the Kemitza for, the Mincha for? Gemara says, Utani Lavu Amala. He learned this and explained it like this, that Klisoris Mekadishin Slebis Manam. That since this Kemitza was put into a Klisoris, the Klisoris was Mekadosh, that he gave it a Klisoris Aguf,
and now that it has a piece of a gufa on it, there's a pulina. So the next morning you cannot do it over again. That's why you have to burn it. Rashi says mekadshin. The zesh akomas v'nosa kremes b'kli. Here's a kohen made the kamisa balayla, and right away he put the kamisa inside a kli shoros. Ah, fagav the latter loves the man tiddish. So even though nighttime is not as man of tiddish, still mekadosh like kli, still the kli was mekadosh. And therefore now there's no way to be ma'arav it back with the shirayim, because we'll have already a pulina by tomorrow morning. So that's called kli shoros is mekadosh in shloim bismanon. Even though at night time is not the Zman for Kiddush of a Kenitza, still the Kli is Mekadosh. And this Gemara says, Meitzvah, I have a question on this. It says, Alochom, Kol HaKol is B'yoyim. Anything that is avoided is to be brought B'yoyim by daytime, like Sam Kabonos, is Kiddush B'yoyim. The Kiddush, if you put it into a Kli Shoros, B'yoyim, the Kli Shoros is Mekadosh. Balailo, something that the avoided is supposed to be done at night time. Rashi says, Kegoyim, Menachos Minchas Nesachim, you can bring the Nesachim, you can bring it at night time. So then the locher is Kiddush B'Laila. If you put it into a Kli at Laila, it receives Kedusha. What's going to be Bein B'Yoyim, Bein B'Laila? Something that could be brought both B'Yoyim and B'Laila. And Echnami, then Kiddush Bein B'Yoyim, Bein B'Laila. Kol HaKor B'Yoyim, Kiddush B'Yoyim. But the deek is something that's supposed to be brought B'Yoyim, meaning Kabbonah Shechita. The whole Kiddush only takes place b'yoyim, who are doing the kmitza of a mincha. It's supposed to be done b'yoyim. So the diyki is Kiddush b'yoyim, is b'yoyim in, but b'layla loy, but only at daytime does that with Kedusha, and not at nighttime. So the Hill was saying that since they put the kmitza into the klishos b'layla, the klishos is mekadoshit, and here was saying no, something that the avodah should be done by daytime, the Kiddush also only takes place by daytime. So my answer is, Einoi Kodesh Likorov, true. The Kli cannot be in the Kaddish yet that it's able to be put on the Mizbeach. It's not Abu Kedusha Sakrovom, Abu Kiddush Lifsol. But our component, the Kli is in the Kaddish and the Kedusha Sagruf now, that will have a Psalina. That since you're staying overnight, it will be a Psalina Chal upon this Kemitza. Even though there's no Heta to burn it, but our component, the Kedusha is Chal on it, Lipsol. So, more still is the question. Moister Rebzer asked the question. It says, Sidres Alechem Yasab Zichem Achra Shabbos. Let's say the Kana by mistake first put the Lechem upon him and the Bzichem on the Shulchan after Shabbos. They first put it there on Sunday. And then the Hikteres Abzichem B'Shabbos, they burnt the Bzichem on the coming Shabbos, is Psula. Because since the Lechem and the Bzichem are not on the Shulchan for complete 7 days, it's Mechusa Zman, it's not the time to burn it yet, it's not matter the Lechem Bachila. But the Mishnah says clearly, Ketzed Yatza, what should you do in such a case where the Lechem first came on the Shulchan after Shabbos? Ketzed Yatza, what should you do about this? That says clearly, Yanichen l'Shabbos Abo. You're supposed to wait another full week to the next Shabbos. In other words, it's on the Shulchan, come up 2 weeks, less a day. Because the Klal is, Shafilu hi ala Shulchan Yom Rabim, even though it's on the Shulchan a long time, and the Kaklum, so there's no Psul. And like we explained, the Psul of the Mishnah was, it first gets us Kedusha on the first Shabbat that's on the Shulchan, and from then you have 7 days to leave it there. So therefore there's no Psulina now that is there a little bit less than 2 weeks. But the question is, for Yi Sagodat, did you tell me to think that Kli Shoros, Mikadosh and Shloi Bizmanon, that yes, even though it's not as Zman HaKarova, it's not as Zman to be in the Kli, still the Kli is Mikadoshit, Shloi Bizmanon. If so, as soon as you put the lechem on the shulchan should be mekadosh this lechem. Then after 7 days, there should be chal of psulina. The akoponim liktosh v'lifsol. There should be chal of kedusha v'aguf on this lechem. And after 7 days, there should be a psulina. And you can't eat it, so she has to be torn sreifa. Why do we say you're allowed to leave it there another full week? So my answer is, Amar Rabba, Man become moisiv, shapa come moisiv. Whoever asked this question really asked a very good question. This is a good question. Mashmid, he did not have an answer. But avu adrabavin nami, masnisin komar. Meaning to say that Rabavu of Rabu, what he said, is that all from a braisa. It's not Tama Dover Yochad that he said by himself to say he made a mistake, he's wrong. But he said all from a braisa. So who is the kasha? Can't just say it's a good question. But who is the seer here? Before it's mashma, it is Chala Kedusha, and here in our Mishnah, it's not Chala Kedusha. So my answer is, Kisava tell you, hold, Laila ein mechusa zman, but hayamin mechusam zman. They're like this. True, the klishoris is not mekadashit shleim zman, and it's not the time yet to be used, it's not mekadashit. Therefore, when we put the lechem on the shulchan after Shabbos, it's not a zman yet for kedusha until the next Shabbos. So kedusha first starts next Shabbos. But over here we're talking about when you made the kmitza balayla and you put the kmitza in the klishoris. So true, you put it there at night time, but by the next morning, really, it's fit to be used. So it's only missing one night. A mechusa layla, layla zeh mechusa zman. Therefore, the kedusha is takachal right now at night time, since really it should have been fit to be used for tomorrow. By the Maisa, since the Kedusha is Chal at night time, it's like a Chal of Sulina, that by tomorrow it's possible the Kemitza, therefore you have to burn. By shaken by the Lechem, it's not fit to be Avis Kedusha until the next Shabbos, so the same week there's no Kedusha Chal, therefore there's no Sulina. The Gemara still is. Let's see.